Yeah. That's like half the stories on TMZ. Why is that guy following TMZ?
Maybe he's on the DL.
He's a gossip type of guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you own the DL?
Yeah.
Adam, do you think you could survive on the DL?
No, I'd get found out.
You get, because you're careless?
Yeah, you know these loudmouth queers on the DL.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Back in my day, you know.
Men, there was honor in
there
it.
There was honor in
there
it.
There was honor in sucking a straight man's cock.
Men used to, take it like a man.
You used to be able to be a celebrity that fucked men, and no one was the wiser. Mm-hmm. But not anymore.
Like, he look like a man.
That's true.
Yeah.
My friend Phil, friend of the show, mm-hmm. he wrote a letter to Mad TV and said that he really liked the Miss Swan sketch. And Alex Bornstein sent him back a signed headshot.
That's awesome.
And it said, Phil, you look like a man. It's pretty nice. He has it in his bedroom.
God damn, man. His childhood bedroom.
Phil, you look like a man.
I would like to fuck Lois.
I would have gotten so stoked off of that.
Oh, hold on here, boys. 11. Lord Licorice is the main antagonist in the board game Candyland.
So that's me.
And the main antagonist of the animated film Candyland, The Great Lollipop Adventure. Sounds like we've got some homework.
Sounds like we have something to fire up.
Sounds like we got...
Why don't we start watching it now in the middle of the episode?
Our brands are just...
You are Lord Licorice, bro.
Me?
Yes.
No.
You have... I'm sorry. There's something about you that he's evil and gay.
Yeah, I'm King Candy.
You're not King Candy. I have a sexual relationship with King Candy, and I wouldn't... No.
Yeah, you're his King Candy.
Don't you dare! Thank you.
I just turned your headphones off so I can tell Adam a secret.
Okay. Oh, yeah, he didn't say anything.
King Candy. He's not. He's not King Candy.
He didn't say anything.
Whatever stops.
Dude, I'm not... I am... Wait. Nick's not King Candy.
Yes.
Fuck.
I got him. Holocaust achieved.
Holocaust achieved. And that's a callback to next Sunday's episode.
I love how we record them now because we constantly call back to the episode that we did before.
So. Yeah, that's the thing is...
4 days, you're going to really think that's
You might have noticed
funny.
The show is bad now. And the reason for that is we get all the juices going...
Yeah,
the early episode.
Patreon.com/cumtown.
And that's what you want to go to.
And then I eat a bag of sour cream and onion chips.
Yep.
And then order, board games on Amazon. And then we watch the movies based on the board games.
I'm truly trying to watch that.
All right. Yeah. Well, this... Okay. People are... we're doing a true crime podcast.
Okay.
Know? And the crime is... explaining what the board game is. This is basically this is a board game podcast.
Yes. Okay, you guys want to talk board games?
Today's episode is Candyland, The Great Lollipop Adventure, which is an animated special.
Yeah, and my dick is actually the lollipop.
Based off the 2002 version of the game.
Wow.
Lord Licorice has his minions, the Bites. Which steal Princess Lolly's scepter and plans on using a concoction he made to make licorice grow everywhere.
You know what? That's fucked up.
Listening. Take over Princess Lolly.
Take over Candyland, turning it into Licorice Land, as described in his musical number.
Licorice is candy.
That's the thing. That's what I don't like about this. They're propagating the ugly stereotype that licorice is bad. Licorice is good.
I don't like black licorice.
Yeah, it's like one of those like 1800s candies.
I don't care. It's fine. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Isn't fucking Twizzlers licorice?
No.
Yeah.
No. The black
Red Vines is licorice.
Twizzlers makes black licorice.
It's a type
of
licorice.
Red and black licorice. There's two licori.
And you know what? Black licorice is not as bad as people say it is.
They all attempt to catch the protagonist.
I don't care.
But they're all foiled. After reaching to the candy castle, Lord Licorice tries to bring Licorice to be ruler. Jib stopped him by putting green icing when trying to put the scepter. This is not...
Who wrote this?
I don't know.
This is for babies?
Yeah. Well, a baby wrote it.
Yeah, baby got on Wikipedia.
Gloppy, the swap monster, grabs him after that.
That's
grabbing the monarch, everyone puts their gifts on the slot. except Jib, who wasted his last icing container.
This is a smart-ass movie. It's pretty smart.
Lord Licorice
movie.
Thought he failed, but he put his backpack on the slot. Princess Lolly puts her scepter on the center slot, causing all of the licorice to go away and restoring peace in Candyland.
Thank God.
He complained that everything is lollipops and despaired he will not make everything licorice anymore, and then in parentheses, debatable.
Debatable. Wow. We don't know if we can trust this guy.
That movie sounds
good.
We
should do a gritty reboot where Lord Licorice rapes the princess.
Yeah.
In front, and he's got the king tied up.
Yeah. In spinoff books, in many spinoff children's books, he does mean things, such as trying to eat everyone's houses. Mm-hmm. Ooh, guess who's leaning a little bit more in the Lord Licorice category,
no,
stuff.
It's not me. Yeah. You're Lord Licorice.
You're always eating people's
You're
houses.
You're always trying to eat people.
Sometimes if they have the exposed insulation that looks like cotton candy, yes.
Stop.
Other than that,
that
never.
That must have really thrown you for a loop as a kid.
As a kid, when I went to Home Depot with my dad, it took a lot of willpower not to chew that stuff.
The fiberglass insulation.
That pink shit.
Dob
the Pink Panther.
A needle, a framed needle point in the foyer of his apartment that says, "I'm here to eat people out of ass and hoe."
I would eat ass.
All right, what do we got here in the game?
I've eaten the asses of plenty of.
Here's an image called Lord Licorice's Defeat.
Mm-hmm.
And look how funny that looks.
What is that? What is it?
It looks like he's getting his ass fucked by a giant.
Oh, no. That's horrific.
This movie looks good, dude.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch this after the show.
Yeah, just...
All right, we got some trivia for you here.
Okay.
Folks. Call in, and you can win two tickets to see Lord Licorice at Ram's Head Live. Although his real name is unknown, it seems to be either Richard, Robert, Ralph, Rick, Roger, Ronald, Russell, Raymond, Reginald, Randy, Roy, or
That's
Rupert.
Too many what it might be's.
Similar to Boris Badenov, Natasha Fatale, Snidely Whiplash, Dick Dastardly, Dishonest John, Lifty and Shifty, and Rocky and Muggsy, Lord Licorice has a stereotypical mobster look from the 1920s and 1930s.
Oh, it's a trope.
Lord Licorice has three pets, those being a green crocodile named Crockett, the brown vulture named Buzzy,
Buzzy,
and a red spider named Spidora. Wow.
Spidora.
And the last one, he is a homosexual.
No.
That's literally written on there.
On Wikipedia.